You are here at the Sleon Productions podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs, tech influencers, and companies that are striving to succeed. Innovation, something that we've seen over the years, and it's still being done today. Today, we have a special guest, Hyman Lau. He's the VP product of Otter. He is part of the award-winning collaboration app that records and transcribes your meetings and conversations and make them into notes. Welcome to the Sleon Productions podcast, Simon.
Thank you, Santiago. Pleasure to be here.
So, Simon, I've been using Otter for the past couple months, 6 months, and it has blown my mind. I actually got into transcription about 2 years ago, when I was at this conference, and I noticed that they were using a human, but then I was doing some more research. I was like, is there a computer AI that's doing it? And I bumped into Otter. And what I learned, that Otter was more accurate with transcription versus Google. Can you tell us a little bit about Otter?
Yeah, so Otter.ai is we're a startup in the Silicon Valley in California. We are a team of engineers, product design, business folks that are very passionate about building a great product that can transcribe all your conversations. And we're particularly focusing on meetings, and especially now in these times, virtual meetings. We have done a bunch of integrations with Zoom so that we can live transcribe Zoom meetings like you and I are having right now and record it as part of this podcast. And that is to enable businesses, schools, nonprofits, basically anybody who have the need of providing live transcription, capturing meeting notes, capturing interview notes. So we provide a very, very accurate transcription service. It labels all the speakers. Everything becomes searchable and shareable and editable later. That's Otter in a nutshell.
Yeah, what I've heard, the percentage, you guys are about like 90% accurate. Is that what I've heard?
Yes, absolutely. It depends on the type of content. It depends on the audio quality. But for the most part, we've gotten a ton of users telling us that it's 90, 95%. It all depends on a variety of factors, including audio quality and speech clarity and whatnot. But yeah, we're right up there. Best in class, very competitive against all of the leading vendors out there. And especially we're focusing on long form, multi-people conversations. So this is not like speech technologies that are optimized for short voice commands like the speech assistants that most people are familiar with, like Siri or Google Assistant, right? It's not about having a voice assistant to answer short questions. It is about what we call ambient voice intelligence. You know, it's a voice assistant that actually listens to human conversation and turn it into very, very accurate transcript that you can use and that you can repurpose, that you can look for information later.
Can you tell us your involvement? How did you get started with Otter?
So, wow. Okay. About 3.5 years ago, I joined Otter almost at the beginning of the company was founded in 2016 and I joined in 2017. So I joined as the head of product. So I managed the product strategy, product requirements, talking to customers to learn their requirements and turn it into prioritization and roadmap of the product. And ultimately, we launched the Otter product in 2018 in App Store and Google Play, and gained a lot of consumers and getting a lot of feedback. And now we have been focusing on the enterprise and education institutions to make sure that we can enable companies and schools to become very effective in their online meetings, in their virtual classes. So in this work from home scenario, in the remote learning scenarios, we are empowering everybody to provide accessibility, to provide collaboration, so that everybody can focus on the conversation and without worrying about taking notes.
Can you tell us the whole technology behind Otter? I mean, of course, you can't reveal like your secret recipe, but what makes Otter technology different from Google and like the others?
The key part is obviously speech to text technology, or automatic speech recognition, ASR. So at the very core is turning spoken English into written English. So that technology exists in many places, but our key focus is long form, multi-speaker conversation, making that very accurate for a variety of speakers with different accents, variety of environments, whether it is online through a Zoom call or other video calls, through phone calls, through in-person, in a conference, in a noisy coffee shop, right? A variety of acoustic environments. So that's one key focus. The other portion of our technology is speaker identification. In many other leading vendors, all they provide is just speech recognition or transcription, but or they might provide speaker separation, or what is called diarization, which basically means turning the paragraphs into speaker one, speaker two, speaker three. But we take a step further. Not only do we provide speaker diarization, we also do speaker identification, naming this paragraph, Simon said this, Santiago said that. And not only that, but it will remember it over time. So let's say if we are colleagues and we have regular meetings, or professors who have regular classes, the voice prints of these speakers are going to be remembered and applied to future transcription as well. So then Otter creates a legible transcript that you can go back and search and say, hey, what did Santiago say about podcasts in 6 months ago? Or what did Simon said about speech recognition 2 months ago? Everything becomes very easily searchable.
Yeah, that's something that, yes, audio and video are very pretty, quality is awesome, but text is so important because you probably know this. I mean, of course, that whenever I produce a podcast, I transcribe it with Otter, every podcast I do. And it is good for Google search engines. So they can pick up, you know, whatever you said, and maybe have your website URL go up in like the Google search. Which industries has surprised you guys that has caught more attention? Is it education? Is it like the nonprofit? Which part that you noticed like, wow, we didn't think about this, but this is really working for them?
Yeah, you touch upon one. So in your industry, whether it's, you know, the media industry, whether it's podcasts, video producers, anybody to deal with media, audio, video, right? You have a need to be able to help with the production process. You have a lot of raw audio or raw footage that you want to edit. So being able to transcribe it and make all that content searchable and indexable, that's super important. So video and audio folks have found Otter to be very, very powerful tool to satisfy their transcription needs. And specific to video, there's also captioning, so to provide accessibility. So Otter also can export to SRT format so that can be uploaded and combined with the videos to provide captioning, closed captioning to video content. You also mentioned from an SEO standpoint, right? So for podcasters who want to turn the podcast show notes more to be more SEO friendly, to drive more traffic. Yes, so that's another case for being able to transcribe your podcast, turn it into something that you can embed. You can embed the Otter transcript. Either you want to export it into text and paste it into your show notes, or just embed the audio player, the Otter audio transcript. That is also SEO friendly because Google actually crawl inside the iframe as well. So you can actually provide a great listener experience so people can click on your podcast listening while seeing the Otter transcript highlighting the words in a transcript as they're listening to it, but also still drive SEO drive traffic to your site. So yeah, that's media is definitely one industry. The other segments that surprised us initially was the accessibility community. So deaf and hard of hearing people who have accessibility needs, who want to be able to participate in conversations. And with the pandemic situation right now, deaf and hard of hearing people have an even tougher time, because in virtual meetings, all of our faces are into these tiny squares. It's very hard to read lips. If you are out and about and go shopping and people are wearing masks, well, guess what? You also cannot read lips. So the fact that Otter exists in all the different platforms, whether it is as an add-on to Zoom or on the web or as a mobile app on iOS and Android devices, that means anybody, whether it is deaf, hard of hearing, or even hearing people, can install the Otter app and be able to facilitate that communication, so that even if people are wearing masks, you can still communicate with your friends and family members who are deaf and hard of hearing. So those are just a couple that comes to mind.
Yeah, and I think this one part that I think you guys will capture or have captured already is people that know English as a second language.
Absolutely. So that falls into the education sector, where in the education sector, first, there's accessibility. So anybody who is deaf and hard of hearing, or even dyslexia, any type of learning differences. ESL, so English as a second language, that's another category. But also journalism students or PhD students who are conducting research interviews. And now the more general student body, anybody who want to take class notes, or any professors or TAs who want to distribute course notes, Otter becomes central to it's a central tool, especially now with online learning.
Yeah, this tool, I mean, I have to be very honest, is probably revolutionary. I mean, in my opinion, and what you were saying about like speaker ID, guys, speaker, I mean, they identify the speaker one, speaker two, and then you're able to put like the name to it. And then it remembers next time that speaker comes up in your recording, it remembers, yes, it's Michael or it's Sam, things like that. So it's so accurate, pinpoint. You also been doing some live events, and this is the stuff that I really think that I think will be used as well. How has it been used with events, and what has been like the feedback from it?
Yeah, so it started out about 2 years ago. We were partnering with TechCrunch Disrupt and Web Summit. Those are the two, you know, big ones that most people recognize, these big tech events. We've been doing live events, and back then, before the pandemic, there's these in-person events where they have two tracks, 15 tracks, 16 tracks, all these live sessions that it's impossible for all the attendees to attend every single session. So both in terms of providing accessibility to these live event organizers, but also to enable the event attendees to catch up on sessions that they can't possibly attend while they were there, Otter becomes very, very valuable, because they can go back. They can even access it on their mobile app. So we even integrate it to the event application as well. So the attendees have choices. They can download the Otter app and subscribe to the TechCrunch or Web Summit public group, and then be able to tune into both the live transcription as well as to go back to say, hey, at the end of the day, which sessions I missed, you can go back. And the feedback has been great, both from the conference event organizer and from the attendees. There was another conference, a smaller conference that was mostly, I would say it's a Silicon Valley Asian technology startup conference. So most of the attendees are English as a second language, and they came to our booth and told us, wow, Otter team, amazing job. You guys are helping me understand the sessions way better. So this is providing me tremendous value right off the bat, right now. You don't even need to sell me. Like, I am using your app, even at the conference. You don't need to convince me. I just want to use Otter, and I want to bring Otter technology to the company, that when I go back, I want the company to be able to use this technology. So yeah, so that's really, really powerful.
Which you could use Zoom Events. It is offered with Otter, with Otter Teams, right?
Yes. So now with virtual events, Otter Live Notes is offered as part of the Otter for Teams plan. So it's at the level that's targeted for both businesses, nonprofits, and educational institution. So it's directly integrated with Zoom. So it supports both Zoom meetings and Zoom webinars. And we actually also have the capability to receive a live streamed audio through RTMP. So if you just contact us, and if you are a virtual event organizer that can live stream your audio through RTMP stream, then Otter would be able to provide live transcription for you.
Oh, so you'll have to contact Otter for that service.
For that third one that I mentioned, yes.
Oh, okay, so yeah, for
Zoom meeting and Zoom webinar is bundled as part of Otter for Teams plan. For RTMP, I just want to give you some additional options for your listeners to consider. We can also support that.
Tell us your partnership with Zoom. I know that you guys signed, I think, over a year ago. Tell us, how's it been so far?
So it's been a few years ago. Otter is the official transcription provider to power the transcription capability within Zoom as well. So that was the initial partnership. And then furthermore, Otter also built additional integrations to so that would enable Otter users and Zoom Pro or higher subscribers to be able to get live transcription as well, for as we mentioned, for the Otter for Teams and Otter Premium and Otter Basic plan. At different levels, we have different levels of integration. So the partnership has been great. For the Zoom customers who subscribe to Zoom Business or higher, they can get that built in as part of Zoom. But for the lower plan, like a Zoom Pro, when they cannot afford the Zoom Business plan, then they can come to Otter and be able to have a very cost-effective way to do both post-meeting transcription and live transcription.
Has there been talks of maybe adding like the captions in the video itself?
Coming soon. Stay tuned.
Oh, that's a good question. Okay, good. Have you ever, has other big companies approach you guys to integrate your API? I mean, Otter with their technology, has that been discussed or like any news you could talk about or?
Nothing to talk about, but absolutely we get contacted all the time, and it's a testament to Otter's transcription accuracy and utility. So yes, we have been approached by many, many, many companies, large and small, wanting to integrate to our technology. Our team is staying focused. We formed few strategic partnerships, and as we grow, we will be open up to more business partnerships.
Yeah, I think strategy is key, because you don't want to open up too fast. I mentioned API. I'm a huge developer and also a huge API guy. Have you guys thought about having an API and like the roadmap in the future?
Yeah, it's definitely something that on a roadmap. It's not in our near-term roadmap for now, but absolutely, that would be the direction that we'll go eventually.
Yeah, that's something that I could definitely see, because there's not too many of those. Any future plans with Otter that you know of that you can reveal, or a little tidbit?
Yeah, so we sort of mentioned that we're continue to expand our support for Zoom to include things like Zoom webinar, You asked about captions, so that's something that we're working on as well. So live captions, that's also coming. Advanced search capability, that's one that's very useful, especially for some of our long-term users who have collected thousands of conversations within Otter, and now they want the ability to go back and find a needle in the haystack, find that insight, who said what, when, in what context. So advanced search is also coming to our pay, one of our pay plans. And those are just a few key things. And really, we're just continuously improving, and there's still going to be improvement in terms of speech to text accuracy. There's no stopping on that. And we want to continue to extend our leadership in providing top-notch accuracy. So there's still a ton more work on that. Also speaker identification, that's also another area that's still very low quality in the market. And we are the leader in providing the most accurate speaker identification. So we want to continue to improve. You know, we're competing against ourselves. We want to make sure that we continue leading the industry in terms of both speech recognition accuracy and speaker identification accuracy.
That's very smart, because I always hear Gary V says, you want to compete, with your shadow, you know, you want to always be ahead of the game. And you're right. I don't see many, none. I think you're the only one with speaker ID. That's something that's just way different. Tell us your partnership with Dropbox.
The partnership with Dropbox is great. That's a focus on the media customers, where we heard that from Dropbox, a lot of their customers in the media segment are using Dropbox for collaboration of the content. So they just want a very easy way, if they're already collaborating in Dropbox with all the raw audio and video footage, they just want a very turnkey solution so that anything that is shared in a Dropbox folder would automatically get pulled into Otter for transcription and automatically save the resulting transcript, whether it is a text file or PDF file or SRT format, in whichever format that they want, directly inside the Dropbox folder as well. So that is that integration has worked very well. It's gotten a lot of traction with the Dropbox customers, especially in the media industry.
Has there been a solution where a person could get like those captions from Otter into a video screen? Like, has that been would you say that has been possible to do that, or?
You mean to actually export a video containing the captions?
Yeah. Well, for example, if you're showing a video on like on a screen or a TV, are you able to use Otter caption on that video itself? You know, like.
Yeah. So our first focus is virtual meetings, especially Zoom. So that the live caption capability that we're building toward is going to be for Zoom as a first step. And then we'll explore more options as well.
Oh, okay. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. And as a workaround right now, anybody who is, it depends on whether you're coming from a content producer's point of view or from the audience point of view, right? From a content consumer point of view, whether it's for accessibility or for just better comprehension period, you can already use the Otter web app with any, or you can just sit at home watching TV. You'll be watching a podcast. Maybe you're watching a TED talk, or maybe you're listening to a podcast, right? Recently, I've shared some tutorial videos on social media to teach our users how to do that, whether you want to learn from podcasts and take notes and collect snippets of insights from podcasts. Because podcasts, as much as there's a lot of useful information in there, it's also very time consuming to be able to follow and listen to the entirety of a lot of podcasts. So what most podcast listeners are asking for is that I want the ability to be able to sort of take notes and collect these like interesting sound bites. So they started using Otter for that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I mean, I even use it sometimes when I listen to a podcast, like I don't have time. So I go into the show notes of most podcasts. Yeah. Most, I would say not every podcast has show notes with like that, like everything transcribed, maybe like 20%. And I just, you know, hit find. Boom, yeah. Boom, boom. Oh, there it is. This is what he said. This is like the context with it. And I think a lot of podcasters, a whole lot of podcasters need to use Otter to, you know, resolve that issue. Good for like SEO and also for people just want to find information. During the pandemic, I think you were mentioning a whole lot via Twitter that is going to work well with education. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so for education, I spoke about the student accommodation use case. For example, UCLA is using Otter for to provide accommodations. The alternative is to have peer note takers to pair up students, and that's not a scalable solution. So they have used Otter to do that transcription. Chico State University has also used Otter for broader use to be able to enable provide online note taking for class notes for the student body. So that's another area. We've also found other pockets of student body. For example, journalism students. Higher education research in PhD dissertations. Those are the where they have a lot of requirements to be able to conduct a lot of interviews and be able to analyze and listen back to the interviews to pull out the key findings to write their thesis, to write their dissertation, to write their or for journalists to write their articles, right? So it's a very, very painful process that nobody wants to do. Nobody wants to manually transcribe themselves. So Otter really, really helps save a ton of time so that they can spend more time doing the actual research, or if they can spend more time writing their articles.
Yeah, definitely. For students, it'd be huge. It's like, what did that professor say yesterday around 2 o'clock? You know, you always wanted to always wonder what's going to happen. And Otter, great, you know, great integration, great solution for that. Any plans for other languages that you guys want to do from speech to text? Any plans in the future?
Yeah, it's most likely going to be the key languages that we would consider next would be Spanish, Japanese, Mandarin Chinese, just to name a few. We're looking at sometime next year. That's probably a likely time frame. Right now, we're still very laser focused on English.
Yeah, get that one language set and then move on to the next. Wow, what an interview. Really glad that you came on. And I really think, I mean, I've been using this every day. Otter is my go-to for transcription. Every podcast that I record, I upload it to Otter. And I also use it for video captions as well. And I exported to SRT, which saves me a lot of time. It works well with Final Cut Pro perfectly.
That's fantastic. I'm so glad to hear that, and look forward to any additional feedback and suggestions. We love to serve the media folks as well, making sure that we benefit and save time for your workflow.
Time is key in everything. And how can people find out information with Otter and yourself?
Yeah, so just come to our website, otter.ai, OTTER.ai. And if you have any questions, whether it's sales or product support, email us at support@otter.ai.
Simon, I'm really glad that you came on the Sleon Productions podcast.
Thank you so much, Santiago. Take care.